I'm Sherry Preston. The six construction workers missing after the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore are now presumed to have died. The bridge falling apart after being slammed by a cargo ship early Tuesday. The investigation goes on into what caused the crash, but the economic impacts of the bridge collapse are becoming clear.
More than $80 billion in cargo passes through this port every year, and now shipping and logistics companies are scrambling to find other options to move these massive containers. Shipping in and out of the port is suspended indefinitely through vessel traffic. Cruise ships that were supposed to leave from here are now rerouting to Virginia instead.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze in Baltimore. A Texas law that allows the state to arrest and deport possibly migrants suspected of being in the U.S. illegally will remain on hold for now, thanks to a new ruling today by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Only one winning ticket sold for last night's billion-dollar Mega Millions jackpot in the state of New Jersey. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court is letting a lower court ruling stand that a group of Amazon delivery drivers in Wisconsin should be classified as employees. The case is being watched closely for its impact on all kinds of different businesses. 20 elected officials across Wisconsin are urging Wisconsin Democrats to vote uninstructed on Tuesday. They're protesting President Biden's support for Israel's war in Gaza. Meanwhile, 6-12% of Wisconsin voters may go with one of the third party or independent candidates for president in November.
There's this sense that the American political system is broken and not listening to ordinary Americans. So there's lots of disenchantment.
Political scientist Kathy Kramer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Plans to redevelop State Street's historic 400 block are thwarted again. The Madison Plan Commission voted 5-3 to stop the demolition of three buildings that used to house B-Side Records and Freedom Skate Shop. Developer J.D. McCormick wants to build a six-story apartment building with first-floor commercial space. The Plan Commission rejected the same proposal a year ago, but McCormick came back without making any changes. Land's End will open its first-ever flagship store in Middleton tomorrow. The store on Deming Way in Greenway Station will be the brand's primary storefront. It'll offer its newest products as well as a rebranded logo and a modern interior design. It has a guest lounge and a dedicated kiosk area for online shopping. The company says it's hiring more workers, too. Land's End was founded in 1963. Its headquarters is in Dodgeville. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Unleash Live is coming to Barnwood Events in Madison this April. Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs, it's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Soul Seed Strategy facilitates transformation by creating an experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership. Register now at soulseed.com.
The Bucks lose in double overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks jumped out to an early lead, but somehow the Lakers came back to beat Milwaukee in five-serve form, 128-124 in double overtime. Giannis Antetokounmpo at his locker after the loss.
Start of the game, we moved the ball really well, side to side. I think in the last couple of minutes of the game, it was like one pass shot. Then lead, I think they did a good job just, you know, playing great defense, switching, having us play one-on-one.
So the Bucks now head to New Orleans to play the Pelicans tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Rockies 6-1 in their final game of spring training. Milwaukee actually finished above the 500 mark with a record of 16-14 in Cactus League action. They're off to New York to face the Mets tomorrow on opening day. Manager Pat Murphy on losing center fielder and leadoff man Garrett Mitchell to a broken left hand suffered over the weekend during batting practice.
Yeah, fracture in his hand. He's getting an opinion right now with the hand specials.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be sunny and cool, but not as windy as it was yesterday. Our high near 39. The wind today out of the west at around 10 to 15, even backing down a little further by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear 21. Tomorrow, sunshine 46 by Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, with a high back up to 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000.
Gordy Young here. Listen to win weekdays at 7, 10, 1, and 3, and good luck from Mad Radio WMDX.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I welcome former Marquette guard and Dwayne Wade backcourt mate Todd Townsend. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Through the moonlight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
All right, let's talk about a very red state, Alabama, where a Democrat, Marilyn Lanz, has won a state house election in, it is so rare, and this woman campaigned heavily on abortion and IVF protections. How significant is this win, Ron?
I think the Democrats have been very smart by getting ballot initiatives in key swing states for this election in 2024 on this issue. And I think that that's going to be hugely beneficial when a lot of people who wouldn't necessarily show up to vote for Joe Biden are going to show up to vote for a ballot initiative that protects reproductive rights.
You heard Alabama.
Alabama!
Alabama! By 25 points. We won.
Alabama!
A Democrat won by 20. And Ronald McDaniel lasted, what, half a Scaramucci?
Something like
a quarter
that.
Of a Scaramucci. We've got power. I'm just saying, we've got the power, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God. We the people. Yep. Look what we did. Bye-bye, Ronald.
Stephanie Miller.
Alabama!
Yeah.
Alabama by 25 points. All right. Feeling my oats this morning. Okay. And also, there's a shut the up order on Donnie already.
Yeah.
For threatening the judge's daughter. Oh, my God. So it turns out she works for a law firm that also represents Adam Schiff. So
yep.
You can see how.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shifty Schiff.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
Well, he's got a thin
neck. Watermelon head.
Senatorship.
He's got a very thin neck.
No, he does not. I've spent a lot of time with him.
Watermelon
his
head.
His neck is of normal size, and so is his head. As I've confirmed for him to his face many times,
yes.
I've complimented
I think
his
he...
very non-watermelon.
He's got a sense of humor.
I think he loves the nicknames, though.
He does.
He has a good sense of humor. Yeah.
He does.
Speaking of, oh, I'm wearing my How Did the World Get So Stupid t-shirt in honor of that was a Carlos Sells Rocky. Saying he joins us in hour three in honor of yes, Chris, could you take your organ out for me just in case you thought you woken up in an alternate timeline?
Or should I get
Donald
out the cash
Trump
register
is, yes Donald Trump is selling $60
mm-hmm.
Bibles,
yes,
during Donald Trump Bibles
during Holy yep. Week.
During yeah. Holy Week.
During Holy
Correct.
Week.
Correct.
Because
yes.
We need to make
yes.
America
pray
again.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because he is so very...
Did America stop praying?
Godly.
Religious.
Yes.
Oh, also, is there a copy of the Constitution?
Uh-huh. The Bill of Rights?
And yes, he's read neither of those books. Can I get my Bible signed by both of the Corinthians? Or just...
How about
only
one?
The second Corinthian.
Really?
Yeah.
I
Corinthians 2, Electric Boogaloo.
That was good.
Is that what it's called?
That's what it's yeah. called, yes.
And, of course, he's partnering with that douchey country
Green
guy.
Whatever,
I just,
yeah.
this, okay.
I'm proud to be partnering with my very good friend, Lee Greenwood, who doesn't love his song, God Bless the USA, in connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible. This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our Founding Father documents. Yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day, very hard.
Very hard. Very hard.
Very hard. That's it. I just walked off camera, just for effect. Okay. Dear God. Okay. I think I might be done. That's
okay. Well,
that's scene for America.
When are we going to start selling Bibles?
Yeah. Okay.
There seems to be money in it.
There's money in that.
Maybe I woke up in an alternate timeline. Okay. Nope, that's happening. It's during a, what is it? What, I'm sorry, I'm not the holiest of holies. Is it this Sunday? When's Easter?
Easter is this Sunday.
Oh, it is. Yes. Okay, so it is Holy Week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good Friday is Friday.
I've never understood why they call it Good Friday, since that's the when
what's good about
he
it?
Died.
Yeah.
It's good about that.
He died for your sins.
Okay. Which is why one must sin. Otherwise, he died for nothing.
I went to the Stations of the Cross downtown with... my friend once, and there was a little tear at the, you know, crucifixion one, and I was like, don't worry, there's a plot twist in the next one. Shh, don't tell me. Spoiler alert. It's going to all be fine.
Stations of the Cross is a Catholic thing, isn't it?
Yes.
It is.
Okay. Very Catholic.
Really Catholic.
Yes, we went to, join Martin Sheen, who was down there, who does that every year.
Got it. Yeah.
It's uber Catholic.
I have rosaries that Martin Sheen gave us.
Well, that's wonderful.
Sweet. Yeah, he's very...
I still have my rosary from my communion.
But the Catholic focus on the torture of it all is a little bit for me.
Yes. He walks the talk.
The walk. Martin Sheen. You walk the walk and you talk the
talk.
Right.
Whatever it is.
Okay.
He was trying to stop the latest execution in Texas.
Good man.
And they contacted me to see if I could if I knew a Kardashian to get. And I don't know any Kardashian.
I would think that
at all.
But would be more likely to know Kardashian.
Well, you would think. Kim Kardashian was also advocating publicly to stop the execution.
And that was some
but I don't know why he thought I would have Kardashian's numbers. But I don't. I don't even know anyone Kardashian adjacent.
Don't they all live in Malibu, Calabasas area?
A lot of people go through the little fart joke girl in the basement. I don't understand why. Right? Oh,
I do.
Your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, your mom.
Uh-huh.
That was my favorite story ever. Carol Burnett.
Uh-huh.
Wanted to know if I could get her Lily Tomlin's number. And I was like, she doesn't have Lily Tomlin.
She doesn't. Well, she does now, but
you did.
That was the cutest exchange ever. Because then Lily's like, Carol. I said, I don't think I need to ask Lily. I think it's okay.
Well, no, you always ask. That's why we ask.
Yes.
The right thing.
So I said, Lily, I said, are you familiar with Carol? Is it okay? And she's like, oh my God, I would die if Carol called me. I would die. It was for her birthday.
Yeah.
She wanted to wish
Lily
a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Weird amount of people go through me.
Comedy legends don't necessarily.
Way more successful.
Comedy legends don't necessarily have each other's numbers. At one point, they were all kind of competing, weren't
weird.
They?
Weird. Yeah. Didn't Pelosi's office call us for somebody? I'm like, what? Nancy Pelosi? What? Okay. All right.
Well, Laughing competed against Carol Burnett's show, didn't
it? Yes, but Lily was on my mom's show.
Okay. All right. Well, then.
They were not on the same time.
Oh, my God,
wait.
I have to find those.
Networks.
I'm going to keep those. I think I kept those texts because they were so cute.
I'm sure I have them.
Oh, my God. I would just die. Tell Carol. Oh, I know what she said. Tell her to wait and call me next year so I can think of something to say. I'd just die if she called. Okay. I didn't realize that other people that are as big spaz out over each other. It was just for super cute.
Yeah.
She was just fangirling. She was like, oh my God, Carol.
I was reading an article yesterday, I think at vulture.com, and it was Carol Burnett or Kristen Wiig interviewing Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
And Kristen Wiig was just completely fangirling out.
Right.
During the entire interview.
Why wouldn't she?
It was actually really cute. And your mom
That's my favorite story that when Jody was with Carol at the Emmys and Jennifer Aniston came.
No, it wasn't the Emmys. It was a different thing. But yes, it was.
I can't keep you. Was it on the Concord?
No, it was to raise money for Hillary Clinton's Senate run.
All right.
So Jody was eating caviar.
No, I was not eating caviar with Ms. Aniston or Mr. Pitt. Thank you very much.
So she came up to Carol. And so Carol said to Jody, oh, my God, she knows who I am.
I'm like, Joey, yes, she's like, a comedian.
Of course she knows who you are. Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. I got waylaid.
That was fun.
This is what happens. I think I'm consciously avoiding talking about Trump.
And Bibles?
God bless the USA Trump Bibles. Because
oh, he didn't say the United States either.
You know, whenever we think we've hit the stupidest part of the stupidest timeline in our history, it gets stupider.
Did you really expect him to not have Bibles for sale at some point?
On Holy Week? When he needs to grift a whole bunch of money because he owes...
Right,
when he's about to go on trial for the playing off the porn star?
Yeah. While
see why that's extra money? Because he sells Bibles to pay off the legal fees for paying off the porn star.
You know,
not to be confused with the previous rape. Just
rapes.
Jesus would do. What?
Nothing.
Yes. Okay, then.
You know, you can get a Bible for free from any hotel room.
I know. That's the thing.
You don't need to
need to purchase
it. Could you ready George Takei, please?
Okay.
Who tweeted, if we can, this is where we should be feeling our oats this morning. If we can talk NBC out of making a big mistake with Ronna McDaniel, we can talk America out of making a much bigger mistake with Donald Trump. Everyone speak up and speak out. With one voice, we need to say, Donald.
You are a douchebag.
Thank you. Thank you, George. We can do it. We can do it. I'm going to be America's Bella Caroli. You can do it. You can do it, America. Just that voice is annoying enough. Just would do it, so I would stop doing that voice. Yeah. You can do it.
And then America is Carrie Strong.
Okay. What? Why are all our references, are they possibly getting older?
Because we're getting older.
Yes. Joe from Jers, who we just added to Philadelphia Sexy Liberal on panel along with Glenn Kirshner. Very exciting.
Yep.
She tweets, maybe I'm old-fashioned, but if a candidate for the presidency is so deficient in self-restraint that it requires a judge's gag order to keep him from publicly threatening the lives of innocent people because he has the moderation of a rabid rat in a pizza place, it should be a pretty big, pretty effing disqualifying, right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Right. Right?
Sure.
Right. John Cooper says Democrat Maryland Lands, as we just talked about, just flipped a GOP House seat in Alabama by 25 points by campaigning on ending the state's near-total abortion ban and protecting access to contraception and in vitro fertilization. Republicans have no idea what's coming in November.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, people keep thinking, that's not in this news cycle.
Yeah, chicks women's don't remember things.
Autonomy, that's crazy. Chicks, yeah. Any man in the world can tell you chicks remember everything till the end of time.
We're practically elephants.
That's why I don't date chicks.
Will we ever forget the day you called me the C word? I don't think so. Nuclear winter. And yet he's still here.
But to my credit,
I was being C wordy.
Yeah.
Well, you know. Huh? At least I'm fair that way.
If the word fits.
If the sea shoe fits.
Uh-huh.
Do I wear shoes? They're Uggs. They're not really.
No.
You know, Uggs could be considered.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, a little bit.
Because they seem like things you would Karen in. I would like to see the manager.
They are Karen.
I have been
shoes,
here in these yoga pants and Uggs for hours waiting. I'm here in my shoes. I'd love to see a manager. Okay, Dr. Jack Brown tweets, keep your theology out of women's biology.
Thank you.
That's cute.
What a disgrace this whole... We started talking about it yesterday, this Supreme Court myth of Prestone. The fact that it even got to the Supreme Court, and it was a little terrifying because it was so absurd. I'm like, oh my God, Mrs. Fisting aficionado? Mrs. Josh Hawley. And you could tell a couple of the right-wing whack judges were like, winky, winky, come back later.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
A better case, like with Dobbs.
I mean, I'm telling you, if Donald Trump, gets in, holy crap. I mean, they were saying, like, all you need is a different head of the FDA, practically. And you could, and by the way, it's like 11 billion times safer than Viagra.
Tylenol.
Thank you. Ronald tweets, does Trump realize this next trial is not a civil case and the judge whose family he keeps attacking will decide whether he stays out of jail pending appeal and what his sentence will be? And this isn't in Gorin. This judge is no nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
That's what everybody's saying was overshadowed by him getting the break on the bond, is this next trial. And can I just say that made me happy because I totally forgot that it's a criminal trial. He could go to jail. Oh, my God. That made me so happy. It's true. He will be a convicted felon by the time I'm telling you this election rolls around. And this judge is not playing. He's like April 15th. I don't think any of his last minute, you know, bolt is going to work in this case.
Hope not.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I just, yeah, super smart. Keep attacking the judge and his daughter. Sure. Oh, and this one, just to, speaking of happy clappy, Asen sent us a soundbite, right? Former Trump voter says he voted for Trump to vote against Hillary Clinton, says he doesn't recognize the party anymore and admits Hillary Clinton was right about Trump. Right about everything. You can get your Hillary was right about everything. I will die mad about 2016 and how did the world get so stupid. T-shirts available now at stephaniemiller.com. No Bibles available.
Yet.
No.
Oh, yeah. Do we have it, this one?
We have it, oh. 13 and 14.
Oh, I don't recognize the Republican Party anymore. You know, I'll be straight up. I voted for Trump in 2016.
Yeah.
I didn't know much about him other than he was not part of the Washington establishment. I really voted for him not because I was interested in him, but more because it was a vote against Hillary.
Okay. One last one. Yeah.
He is a narcissistic, maniacal, you know.
Wow.
Totally self-absorbed person who is concerned only with getting revenge for the wrongs that he perceived have been done to him personally. And this has been part of his, at least from things I've read, you know, his personality makeup for a long time. And Hillary was right about everything she ultimately said, which is the irony for me in it, you know, because I didn't find anything particularly compelling back then. And now I look back on it, I'm like, oh my gosh, she hit every nail on the head.
Yes, she did.
Well,
his name is Trey. Welcome to the party, Trey. Welcome to the party, Trey. Yeah. Okay.
Not going to condemn him.
No.
Welcome in.
Welcome. Okay.
We welcome late stragglers.
Exactly.
Yes. We have Bob Seska, we have Carlos Alzraqui, and we have somebody running against Rick Scott in Florida.
Yeah.
We're going to take Florida back, ladies and gentlemen. 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. Yeah, I'm powered up this morning. You can tell. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You were down here early.
Yeah.
Thanks to your Morning Kick.
I'm super powered by Morning. There's 10 supplements in there. It's you might think, oh, is that just water? Is it just
no.
Strawberry lemonade flavor, 10 supplements in one. This has been such a game changer for me. Not your average drink. Is a powerful new formula to help support my joints, gives me energy, makes me think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed extra pounds. We had our weight discussion while you were gone because we're scared of you. Prebiotics and probiotics. Right? Digestion, all that stuff. Boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being. Go now. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These products have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Taking back God. Taking back the flag. Taking back America. And all before breakfast. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup like low energy, skin issues, digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver, the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When I feed Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend, they are so excited. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply, or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret? building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with PowerLife High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Ah, yes. 2024, the stupidest timeline in history. When the tweets meant to be funny are not that far from the truth. JD tweets, according to right-wing media, Pete Buttigieg and Joe Biden used DEI and Hunter Biden's laptop to steer a ship full of vaccinated immigrant drag queen drunk on Bud Light into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore this morning. Taylor Swift is also implicated in the crash.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so that's supposed to be funny. However, Maria Bartiromo, let's see. Chris, I feel like it takes up brain space that I desperately need to have to delve into the. Okay, so
into
she
her
says
conspiracy
it's
theories?
Because of the border.
Uh huh. And also, inflation's going to be bad because of it.
There was obviously a malfunction on the ship.
Right.
What happened in it?
Right.
Yes. Okay.
But we should know today because they've reached the black box. They're listening to the black box right now. We should know what happened.
Which is why they sent out the Mayday, which saved a lot of lives, but. Okay, so just again, the brain power it will take to find out how the border crisis could possibly have been involved. And also, Lara Logan, the lunatic former Fox News reporter, she had a conspiracy theory that it was a cyber attack against the United States and tied to theories of the 2020 presidential election being rigged. Alex Jones also said that was a cyber attack. That could be the beginning of World War III.
Yep.
Did I miss any?
No, I don't think so.
Else? Oh, Nancy Mace blamed Joe Biden's infrastructure deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That she took credit for.
Yeah. And DEI steered the ship into the
right.
Correct. Island. And I had to ask you what that is, even.
Right.
It's diversity,
equity, and inclusion.
Yeah,
I see.
They're policies. They're fairness policies.
Trying to be inclusive of people and not being a D to people who are different than you.
Right.
Okay. So clearly, that's what caused the.
Yep. That policy steered the boat.
The bridge that was started to be built in 1972, correct?
See all the brain space that took up?
Yep.
We will never get that time in our life back.
But Maria Bartiromo looks like a flounder.
That's what I said.
She does not need the rearview mirrors because she can see.
She's a sightseer.
All right. Bob Seska next.
Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump will hold his first Wisconsin rally of the presidential campaign on Tuesday. His campaign says Trump will visit Green Bay on the day of the state's presidential primary election. Wisconsin's a battleground state, and the Marquette poll says only 2% of voters in Wisconsin have not made up their minds. President Biden's campaign co-chairman is in La Crosse and Wausau today talking about boosting the economy with infrastructure projects.
Billions of dollars have been sent down from Joe Biden to the governor and to the mayors and to communities like this that have helped, you know, change people's lives.
Mitch Landrieu spearheaded the president's trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. He met with mayors in Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. The general public may be turned off by politics, but college students are so interested that the UW-Madison is designing a new undergraduate major in public policy. The La Follette School of Public Affairs only used to offer master's and doctoral degrees, but there's been a lot of demand for two certificate programs. The new undergraduate public policy curriculum will likely build on classes already required in the certificate program. People in Beloit can take the bus for free in order to vote on Tuesday. The free fare offer applies to Beloit transit routes only. Fares will still be in effect for the Beloit-Janesville Express routes. The Beloit City Council approved the free service last week. City leaders have also approved free bus service for the rest of 2024's election days, including August 13th, November 5th, and for in-person absentee voting on October 30th and 31st. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas. Through the whole premiere, his biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him. And he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be sunny and cool, but not as windy as it was yesterday. Our high near 39. The wind today out of the west at around 10 to 15, even backing down a little further by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear 21. Tomorrow, sunshine 46 by Friday, partly to mostly cloudy. With a high back up to 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Let me also get your take on what's going on in terms of world affairs. The White House has issued a statement on this saying that there's no indication of the nefarious intent in the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The ship involved in the collapse of the bridge is 948 feet long, called the Dolly, a Singaporean flagged container. But of course, you've been talking a lot about the potential for wrongdoing or potential for foul play given the wide open border.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she went there.
As Jody said on the soundbite list, noted flounder, Maria Barbara. Oh, well, my eyes are entirely too widely spaced.
Well, she can see.
You need special lures to catch her because she can see most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's prey.
She can see worms. Okay.
Yes. Good God above says Trump supporters blame Biden for a ship losing power and hitting a bridge, but they don't blame Trump for attacking Dr. Fauci, inspiring vaccine skepticism, and then a million Americans dying of COVID. Yes, because we live in the stupidest timeline. Lincoln Project reminds us a cash-strapped grifter who can't recite any Bible verses is trying to sell a $60 Bible in the middle of Holy Week. Just in, there's only one man to talk to when you're in the middle of the stupidest part of the stupidest timeline in American history.
That guy. Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why, Bob Seska joins us now. You're cute and I love you, Bob Seska. Where are you
coming from? Bob is calling us from Washington. You Seska thing. Go ahead.
Washington, D.C. Just follow the money.
Oh, just go, Bob, go. Just... What do you got?
Well, you know, I got to talk about the Alabama special election.
Yeah.
Yesterday, because...
Alabama! Yeah.
Yes, Alabama. This is a huge deal because in 2022, Marilyn Lands lost in a race for that seat. I think the result was 52 to 45.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 7 points.
And the guy she lost to, David Cole, he is now resigned from that, obviously, resigned from that seat because he was convicted of voter fraud. So where's that Price is Right sad horn? Because that's what happened. And so in the special election, Marilyn Lands won that seat 62 to 37.
Yeah.
That is an enormous swing for the Democrats in that district in Alabama.
I read the tweet. Republicans have no idea what's coming in November.
Alabama!
Thank you, Chris.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't. They have no idea because the polls certainly aren't showing gigantic swings toward the Democrats like this. And I don't think there was any polling in this particular special election. But regardless, the broader polling situation is not reflecting what's actually happening in elections. And the Democrats are vastly outperforming the polls.
And I know Kavian Stroff tweeted, Biden's strength now showing up in national poll after national poll. And all of a sudden, the mainstream media obsession with polls is on pause. You can't make this stuff up.
it's exciting,
but I feel like it is really like a people power day between what happened in Alabama. And I love this M. Markowitz tweets, Ronna McDaniel's NBC deal didn't last as long as Rachel Maddow's preamble to mentioning her name. Rachel does long setups. Ronna didn't even last that long.
No. And what's incredible about that is it's not just the partisanship. It's not just the participation in an attempted overthrow of our elections. This is the very fact that Ronna McDaniel sucked at her job.
Yes.
She was a terrible chairperson of the RNC.
Yeah.
She lost election after election after election, culminating in this one. A colossal swing for, you know, in a district that should be relatively safe for the Republicans.
Yeah. Too bad she wasn't there to comment on what happened in Alabama. It's like, oh, I know. You're a terrible, terrible party with terrible, terrible policies that people hate.
Right, exactly. Let that be her exit interview, what happened yesterday in that special election in the Alabama 10.
Yeah.
Because that is indicative of her entire run as Republican chair, on top of the fact that she's leaving with the RNC in serious financial trouble.
Yeah.
And, of course, you can't entirely blame Ronna McDaniel for all of that. That's
by the way,
hobgoblin who is responsible for the takeover, the bust out of the Republican Party.
Did you hear the latest story this morning that the interviews to work at the RNC, the only question they ask is, was the 2020 election stolen?
Yep.
And, of course, if you say no, you don't get – I mean, that is the sole barometer being
really
in this
is.
Party now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I keep saying it's like that thing in Goodfellas where, you know, the mafia takes over a bar or some sort of establishment. Right. and then just starts running up all kinds of purchases on the bar's credit and then moving all the goods out of the back door and selling them at an extreme discount. But it's all profit because they're using the store's credit. This is what Donald Trump is doing to the Republican Party. He is pillaging. He's taken over the Republican Party. He's pillaging the Republican Party. And let this, I mean, on the serious side of this, let this be a warning for what he's planning to do to the United States, because it's not just going to be fascism and dictatorship. It's also going to be a gigantic kleptocracy.
Yeah.
And we've seen that play out in Russia, where, you know, the Russian citizens, their money is fair game for the oligarchs and Vladimir Putin. So that's what Donald Trump craves more than anything, because we know, we've seen his money issues played out on the public stage right now. And he would love it if he had an opportunity to just pillage the Treasury, pillage your banking accounts. You know, that's that's kleptocracy. That's what he wants to do, because his hero in Russia.
I mean, and meanwhile, you commented on, you know, his bond getting lower. You said the most loathsome pile of dog in America once again gets all kinds of special latitude and not afforded to millions of other defendants. I mean, you know, and this complete BS about this being a victimless crime. Now, we're all victims, all of us taxpayers. Mm-hmm. As someone pointed out, all the people that couldn't get loans because they were honest, a lot of that money went to someone that, you know, lied egregiously, you know, for years. And so I think that part, I mean, I take heart in this New York, you know, the election interference hush money case, because that's happening. That train is coming, Bob, April 15th. Ironically.
Well, that's really exciting. And that's not going to be like the civil trials. There's going to be no wiggle room for Donald Trump and any of his effery. This has already been established. There's a gag rule laid down preemptively. There was a gag rule last week in terms of what Donald Trump can't say in the courtroom to try to influence the jury. So no acting out like he was doing in Judge Engoron's courtroom. So that's not going to happen this time around in Judge Mershon's courtroom. He's not going to stand for it. I mean, now we've seen in less than a week, we've seen two different court orders establishing rules for Donald Trump, and we'll see if he abides those rules.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to him not abiding those rules, quite honestly.
Yeah,
because
of course.
Trump always makes things worse for Trump.
There you go.
So there
the Bob Seska rule. Yeah. Let's just talk for a moment about the, because I really, you know, when you, there's a tragedy that is so clear, like this, you know, Baltimore thing where obviously the ship lost power. And it's, thought, oh, no, they're not going to really. And of course they're going to blame Biden.
Of course.
I can't even. Yeah. I was trying to get my mind around, you know, but again, I guess it's this thing. We're going to find out how many Americans are completely bat crazy and will believe any conspiracy theory, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we just played Maria Bottomomo.
Uh-huh.
Said, it could be a cyber attack. She tried to connect it to the migrant crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lara Logan, a lunatic ex-Fox reporter that got fired.
Ex-CBS
she's
reporter,
a QAnon.
Too.
She's a QAnon believer. Yeah. Right, yes. She did a segment with Steve Bannon concocting an elaborate conspiracy theory that the bridge disaster was actually a cyber attack, somehow tied it to the also the election, 2020 election being rigged, which it wasn't. That's okay. She said, this is what you call death by a thousand cuts. It's absolutely catastrophic attack on critical infrastructure, and you cannot see it because a cyber attack is unseen, just like the attack on 2020 on the voting machines that you cannot see. Are the cyber goblins here in the room with us, Lara? She said, this is a wake-up call. Open your eyes, realize what you're facing, because they cannot afford for this election to take place. They cannot afford for Donald Trump to come into power, and there's absolutely nothing they won't do. There was nothing they will stop at to prevent that from happening. So wait, the attack on the bridge...
I'm confused.
Was to stop Donald Trump from being elected? Okay.
It's her eyes let her
it
see things.
It doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Yeah. It's words. Dark
she got fired. Lara Logan got fired for all the shit. What do they call, Jody? Factual errors in her Benghazi reporting. Alex Jones also argued the ship was forced into the bridge by a cyber attack, saying it looks deliberate. It could be the beginning of the opening salvo in World War III.
Yeah, were there tiny helicopters? And
I was going to ask Alice. Were the tiny airplanes involved? Do you think?
Was Barack Obama steering the barge toward the bridge using tiny helicopters and airplanes? Were they buzzing around there? Did you see any of those things? Did you see chemtrails?
Airplanes, obviously piloted by lizard people.
Oh, yeah.
Lizard people. That's right. Shape-shifting lizard people. Because they're turning the friggin' frogs gay is what they're doing.
That work for
hormone mimickers Raytheon. In the juice boxes. Yeah.
They work for Raytheon.
Yeah, Raytheon, Bechtel, IBM, the Bilderbergs, Trilateral Commission. I got the documents right here. Do you want to see the documents? I printed out all the documents from Infowars.com, and I got them. I can prove to you that there were tiny lizards flying the tiny airplanes. Now I'm starting.
I know how to trigger Bob Seska's Alex Jones impression, which I love so much. Okay.
I can do that all day. It's crazy. Yeah. I should be hacking up like a lung right now from doing that voice. I don't know. I don't know how I'm able to survive.
All right, stop now. Speaking of crazy conspiracy theories, Kevin Stroff also tweets, RFK Jr.'s running mate, Nicole Shanahan, had an affair with far-right-wing billionaire Elon Musk that ended her marriage. Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, she has the judgment to be to have the nuclear codes. And two, paid millions for that RFK Jr. Super Bowl ad that offended his family members. She has zero qualifications to be a heartbeat away from the presidency. But the terrifying part of that, Bob, is that she apparently has enough money that could get him on the ballot in swing states. Mm-hmm. And right now, speaking of crackpot conspiracy theorists, he's, you know, he's got somewhere like 9%, I think, in the latest polling. Which, you know, we're all having, like, Jill Stein, Ralph Nader PTSD, right?
That's right. If you remember Connor Roy from Succession, that's about RFK's in that range and the Connor Roy 1% to 9%. Regardless, what this is for RFK is this is RFK relentlessly masturbating on the American people.
Yeah.
This is exactly what, because there's no chance of him winning a single district or a single state or getting a single electoral vote. This is not happening. He is there for the cynical cash grab and to quite potentially elect Donald Trump to be president again. Yeah. And this is the entire thing. There is no chance. Let me talk to the people who are thinking about voting for RFK Jr. You're wasting your time money. This is never going to happen. Give it up. Grow up.
Please. Do we need any other ad other than that she... Elon Musk.
That is pretty gross. It's like having sex with like that water mozzarella. You know what I mean? Like a ball, a wad of that. You know the ball of mozzarella in the water.
I saw him in a swimsuit.
That's right. But he goes great on a pizza.
He is the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Not as cute.
Right, he's Mr. Stay Puft.
Yeah,
right. Oh, dear Jesus.
Mr. Roast Stay Puft Marshmallows at Camp Wakanda.
I mean, Greg Sargent, though, tweets, don't overlook this. RFK Jr.'s new running mate, Nicole Shanahan, has lots of money that could fund his push for ballot access. Senior Dems tell me they worry he really might get on the ballot in many swing states. Time to get ready for that. We live in the stupidest time.
Now, this is it, Stephanie, because what I was going to say was this is not so much about RFK, but it's about there are a colossal number of stupid people who will go into a voting booth in November and say, RFK Jr., yoink. It's just a waste. What a waste of your vote. It's not going to matter. Just,
I know.
Again, grow up.
Yeah.
I feel like William Shatner in that SNL sketch with the Star Trek convention.
Grow up. Get a life.
Get a life, you people.
Love
this is not going to work. He's not going to get a single electoral vote. See, I'm doing voices today. I'm sorry, Carlos. Carlos is coming on later, and now I'm super embarrassed because he's the guy.
I know. You know what I love? I love Bob Seska and anything Bob Seska adjacent. I thieved one of your co-hosts, Jody Hamilton, to be my executive producer. I had David Ferguson on this week who dropped an S-bomb because all of Spicy Jody rubbed off on Spicy David.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, David was spicy before there were spicy jokes.
Yeah.
I mean, David was the original spicy.
Yes.
But
I forgot to mention to him my favorite story when you were doing basically my eulogy on you and Jody were saying very super nice things to me, and I was sitting on the plane in Costa Rica at the holidays about ready to take off, and I'm like, well, this plane's definitely going down because I just heard my eulogy. But then David said, oh, can we please stop sucking her? She's not even listening to this. She's in Costa Rica.
David always drags us back to solid ground. Yeah.
Bob Seska Show, essential to America. Great Rachel Bitticoffer interview this week, and just the best. The Bob Seska is the best.
Today, and we got a brand new store open. Lots of new apparel and mugs and things like that. Just go to bobseska.com. The link is just under the logo, just under my bulbous head. It says new store. All you got to do is click that link, 35% off until the end of the month.
Wow. Nice.
Not bulbous, handsome, handsome, handsome head. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, real quick, can you tell?
Yeah.
David mentioned, I've heard you mention this too, that Lev Parnas has previously DM'd your girlfriend, Kimberly Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Not once, but several times.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
So he's a stalker.
She had to tell him.
Sitting on your girlfriend.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That was so, life is so weird, especially when you loop in Twitter. And suddenly, you know, yes. Kimberly comes running in. Guess who DM'd me? And I said, who? And she said, Lev Parnas. And I'm like, the guy who goes around with Igor Fruman and Rudy Giuliani. Yeah. And I start listing a bunch of Russian names.
There's
stuff.
A three-way.
Pay attention, Bob. Lev Parnas is DMing me.
Oh, my God. That's so I love bizarre. David's poem. Roses are red, violets are blue. My DACA is quiet. Let's have our own sea riot. Love you, Bob.
Love you, Stephanie. Bye-bye.
49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Oh, boy. I don't know if Lev Parnas suggested a role in the Cozy Earth sheets with Kimberly Johnson, but that whole story was wow. Cozy Earth is the secret to better sleep. I'm telling you, the most luxurious bedding products in the world. They are so soft, so luxurious. Yeah. Temperature regulating, made from viscose from bamboo. Yeah. Just temperature regulating and adapt to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored just to you.
Aww.
That's why I made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row.
Whoa.
The very best fabrics, materials, weaves, superior softness. Ooh, and the towels and the jammies, all so luxurious. Ooh. Yes, thank you.
Eleganza.
Eleganza. Cozy Earth right now, they give you a 10-year warranty. What? That's confidence. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Prioritize your self-care and sleep health. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller for 35% off. Upgrade your nights. CozyEarth.com.
I don't mean to ignore your strange monologue, but I can't take my eyes off
Stephanie Miller.
This enchanting vision. The moment I saw her, I felt as if I'd met her before.
Ladies and gentlemen, whether you have 3 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes, keep your face looking younger, wrinkle-free. Introducing Gen 90, the new instant wrinkle treatment from Genucel. It instantly reduces the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it, around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. You never worry about your skin or your confidence again. Gen 90 technology, luxurious, paraben-free, silky smooth. Best of all, it starts working in seconds. I know, because I feel that tingle every time. There's a reason Genucel has 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. And now you also get Genucel XV, the collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, and a pure natural base for stunning results day after day. Gen 90 and XV on sale now during Genucel's spring sale, included in the bestseller package, along with Genucel's under-eye bags and puffiness serum. Order now at Genucel.com/Stephanie. Get a free spa box and two luxury skincare essentials, plus free shipping. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
I just don't have time to clean my apartment. I know it's tiny, but Luna leaves her hair everywhere, and you know how I feel about toilets.
Why don't you call Easy Enough Cleaning, a professional insured cleaning service that does it all?
I'm so picky. How will I know if their products won't harm my dog or the ecosystem?
Easy Enough Cleaning has products that are environmentally safe and pet-friendly. Plus, she'll give you a free estimate within 25 miles of their business.
Sold.
call Easy Enough Cleaning today, 608-279-0751.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know Madison is part of the First Nature Everywhere program? It's a partnership with the National Children and Nature Network, and is one of just 19 cities selected from across the country, it's meant to ensure every resident has an equal opportunity to connect with nature. As a Nature Everywhere community, Madison is going to receive 2 years of support, planning, and startup money to create new ways for children and families to enjoy nature-based experiences and learning. By the way, studies show spending time outside is good for your health, and for kids, it can even mean improvements in school. Want to help? Email natureeverywhere@cityofmadison.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The John and Gordy Show.
By the way, yes, this Wednesday we'll be at the Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson Street, with a live broadcast. 301 West Johnson.
That sounds very exciting. Your voices are so smooth sounding now.
Pancakes.
Relaxing.
Oh, I just love those pancakes, don't you?
Yes. Why don't you join us at Short Stack Eatery this coming Wednesday?
I love their sweaty stack.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Morning Kick, brought to you by Roundhouse Provisions.
Yep.
OMG. When I get my bike ride rained out, I went to spinning class instead. I haven't been in like years and years.
Like to an actual class?
I did.
Wow.
Because I brought my Morning Kick with me. I'm telling you, it superpowers me through hiking, biking, you name it. It's not your average drink. Helps your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer, helps you probiotics to help shed extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. It is hard work keeping up the big lie here at the Stephanie Miller Show. We had to do a whole thing about how sometimes nephews are older than their aunt.
Uh-huh.
It happens.
Which is true. My nephew's, I believe, like 54, which is much older than me since I am
43.
Two. See, I just wore myself out. I got to have some more Morning Kick. RoundhouseProvisions.com. The code is Stephanie. Or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, and prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. 57 minutes after the hour. Karen in Chicago, boo-boo foo-foo line. Hello.
Ooh, good morning.
Hello.
Just when you thought that the lying and grifting of the Republican Party couldn't get even worse, we have this idiocracy with Donald Trump hawking a Bible. I mean, I'm just imagining, in the Ten Commandments,
baby,
one of them.
Baby Jesus is vomiting blood on Holy Week.
Yep.
Yes.
Seriously. Yes. I'm imagining that one of the commandments is, "Thou shalt raw dog a porn star while your wife is recovering from childbirth." You know? I mean, it's astonishing that these people actually believe this stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wanted to say, too, that, in regards to Ronna McDaniel.
Yes.
It really is an indictment of mainstream media in general. And the fact that there were other networks that were courting her is really troubling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I do think that our voices, our outrage absolutely enabled and gave support to the personalities that came out so strongly against this decision.
Yep, absolutely. We've got the power. You know? We've got the power. Snap was right.
Yep.
They were soothsayer.
They were prescient.
They were prescient. I was using the wrong word there. Anyway, my point is, we've got the power.
Yes.
Okay. In fact, next, the lady running against Rick Scott, who's going to... We've got power.
We do.
Next.
Broadcasting from
Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey everybody, Todd Lawball, Wednesday noon to 2. It is Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olson right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.